1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Did you know that our age is sometimes called the age of anxiety? According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 18% of the adult population, some 40 million people, suffer from anxiety disorders. It's the most common psychiatric complaint among adults. And while it's true that every era of history has people who've been anxious, the current modern human condition seems characterized by what some described as surging anxiety. A mom gets separation anxiety when dropping off her child at school. A lecturer pops some anti-anxiety pills before speaking. Others routinely take them before flying. We hear of separation anxiety, performance anxiety, exam anxiety, dating anxiety, financial anxiety, not to mention a host of other disorders and phobias. It's been said that if the 1990s were the decade of Prozac, then this is the era of Xanax. Now, I believe in the value of good counseling and psychiatric care and different kinds of therapies, and I praise those who work in the mental health profession. And I also believe that certain therapies and medications can be useful. But I sometimes wonder if Christians have forgotten some of the oldest anxiety busters that God has given to us to handle our worries and fears. Recall with me Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The command, "Do not be anxious," is focused on excessive, unhealthy, or paralyzing worry. Now, we know this because earlier in Philippians chapter 2, verse 28, Paul specifically says he's anxious for his church. So he's going to send Epaphroditus back to them. Verse 26 says that Epaphroditus has been anxious for the Philippians, meaning he has great care for them. So caring for a church and people and getting the gospel out is a proper worry. But here in Philippians 4, 6, Paul tells them not to excessively worry or be weighed down or distracted by worry. So why are we not to become anxious depressives, multiphobes, or worry warts? The answer comes in verse 5, because the Lord is at hand, meaning he's near. He's not abandoned us. Rather than worry, we're to pray about everything. His message is not, don't worry, be happy, but rather, don't worry, pray, with general prayers and specific requests. In other words, turn your worry into prayers, because either worry will drive out prayer or prayer will drive out worry. And God graciously invites us to pray about everything. No concern is too great. No concern is too small. As 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And we're to do so with thanksgiving, which, by the way, is yet another anxiety buster. Thank him because your sins are forgiven. You have his Holy Spirit. You have the promise of the resurrection and a new heaven and earth. Now, to this command is attached an amazing promise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That is, peace with God will bring us the peace of God. And this peace, which surpasses understanding, will be like a soldier guarding a city gate, only it will protect your heart and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Now, that last phrase is really important because the incomprehensible peace of which he speaks comes not from a pill, but from a person, Christ. Knowing him, abiding in him, trusting him, being filled with his Spirit, fearing him casts out lesser fears. And once again, theology matters. The knowledge of Christ liberates. I love the way the New Living Translation puts this text. It reads, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." In other words, through Christ, God has amazing anxiety-busting grace for people who live in an age of Xanax.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.